The following shiur has been presented by Rav Mordechai Fuchs, Poisek at the Beis Havaad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havaad Halacha Center. For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Lamed Ches. The Gemara on Amud Beis asks on Rav that says that Shabbos Yom Tov Beis Kedusha is from a memory in the reading of Beya. If an egg is laid on Shabbos, it's Osir on Yom Tov and vice versa. So Frey the Gemara, if there are Beis Kedushas, then once Yom Tov is over, it should, the egg should be mutter on Shabbos. Because in contrast to the Kedusha of Shabbos, Yom Tov is a Yom Choyl. He answers the Gemara, the reason why it's also is because of Achona. Choyl making the Shabbos, choyl making the Yom Tov. A weekday is making you prepare for Shabbos, and on a weekday you prepare for Yom Tov. The ain Shabbos making the Yom Tov, ain Yom Tov making the Shabbos. And this is the halach which is known as Hachona de Rabbah, because it's Shitas Rabbah that there is a mitzvah of this Hachona. Now this concept is spoken about in Masechtas Beah, and it's learned from the pasuk in Parshas Vashalach, V'hoyah v'yavashishi v'hechinu, on the sixth day one shall prepare. Tosis explains over here on the Beis that the hay of Hashishi is a hay idea, and is telling us that not every shishi is the same in this mitzvah. Rather, a shishi that works in the context of the pasuk. In other words, the pasuk is telling us, how should one prepare for Shabbos in the Midbar? Take the extra mon that fell, and prepare it for the next day. And that, according to Rabbah, is a positive requirement. The suda for Shabbos must be prepared the day before. And the Hei idea is telling us that this mitzvah of Hachono is only from a shishi that the mon fell. Memela, one cannot prepare from Shabbos, for Shabbos rather, from Yom Tov, if Yom Tov is on Friday. Then the Suda of Shabbos has to be appeared from a Yom Choyol, which is before Yom Tov. Toyer points out that we see from the Isra Achona on Yom Tov Shabbos, the fact that it's also to be making from Yom Tov to Shabbos, that the mon did not fall on Yom Tov in the Midbar. Now, there's also another Gemara that a Toysi that points out the same concept about mon. The Gemara in Brochus that Lama Testament Beis says, Hakom loydin be Pesach. On Pesach, we take the broken matzah and hold it together with the whole matzah while making the bracha of Amotzi. So it should seem like you're making the bracha on a sholem, while at the same time, we're being mekayim lechem oini, making the hamotzi on a broken piece. Toysisim Sochim Dav Kuftes Zayin points out that the very next Gemara in Brochus is the member of Rav Abba, from a Sefer Shabbos Daf Kuf Yitzayin, about the Chiyuv of Lechem Mishnah. Tosis says, the reason for repeating the Memra over here in Brochus is to tell us that a third matzah is needed when you're making the Hamotzi on Pesach night, so as to have Lechem Mishnah. Again telling us that the mon didn't fall on Yom Tov, rather double fell on Erev Yom Tov, thereby requiring a mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah. Also, Toysis here in Avon Adaf Amel Chesam Abayis quotes Mechilta that Darshans Shlo Yored Moni Yisrael B'Shebosos will be Yom Tovim. Now, Toysis here in Avon, as well as in Psochim and in Beya, ask the same Shaila. The Pasuk in Vayechu says, "Vayevurch Lekim Hashem Hashvi Vayekadosh Oisoi," and the Pasuk the Gemara Darshans. Berachoy b'mon, the kitchei b'mon. That by Yevorach Elokim is the Hashem benched Shabbos. Had Hashem benched Shabbos, that double fell on Erev Shabbos, and the Yekadosh Oishai. Hashem was Mekadosh Shabbos. How was Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos that mon did not fall on Shabbos? Toises goes weiter that in the tefillah of Leil Shabbos, in the Pia D'Arta Gedashto, we say, Uberachto mikol hayomim, the Gedashto mikol hazmanim. Toises says that it's mashma, that Shabbos is even more Kaddish than Yontif, in that it says mikol. Mikol is being marbe all the days that I would think is the same kedusha and the same bracha, and the piet is telling us the antichnesek gedolim when the masakan the shmenasei of Friday night are telling us that no, that Shabbos is more kaddish than all the days to marbe even yontif. Toisvus answers here in Eivin that there's a machlokes in the midrashim. The Chacham Sefer in Beya, in the beginning of Beya, asks though. Even if there could be a machlekes in Midrashim, but you can't have a steer in Pesach. On the one hand, we paskin like Rabbah that is also to be making from Yontif to Shabbos, and we have a mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah on Yontif. That's how we paskin the Maisa, meaning that Mun did not fall on Yontif, but rather double Mun fell Erev Yontif. So, if so, how can we say in the Tefillah, Uberachtim Kol Hayomim? In what way is Shabbos more gebench than Yontif? The Chacham Sefer answers as follows, more of a derech drush, but a very a beautiful teretz. Zok the Chacham Sefer, every day in the Midbar, much more mun fell than that was needed. And this is really a beferish Gemara. The Gemara says on the pasuk v'kam hashemesh v'animas v'nomes when speaking about the mun, that the Gemara darshens that the extra mun would melt in the sun and it would create streams, and the stream would go into the river, and the mun flavored water would go down the mountains into the valleys. And the deer would then drink this water and get the flavor of mun in them. And then when the Goyish hunters would go and hunt these deer and eat them, they would go and taste the taste of the mun, and they would see the shvach of Hashem. So we see from this Gemara clearly that much more mun fell. However, Zot HaChazam Sefer, if a person collected more than an Oymer per person, then only an Oymer would appear in his Keili. That was the Nes. On Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, the Yidden would collect more to prepare for the next day. That day, what they actually collected stayed in the Kalim. This was with every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yontif, except for the first Erev Shabbos. The Yidden didn't know yet about Shabbos, and therefore didn't collect extra. We see that Moshe Rabbeinu was punished for not telling the Yidden about Shabbos until the Yidden came to Moshe and asked why we have double. Because Hashem made a nes on that Friday and gave a bracha to the mun that double amount of mun should appear in their kalim. Because since they didn't know about Shabbos yet, they didn't collect double. The Mela Hashem benched the mun, and double appeared. It was only then that Moshe Rabbeinu told them about Shabbos. So Zok the Chacham Sefer, very Yishmak. The mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah is not for the double that fell there of Shabbos, because so much more always fell, but rather because they collected double. So now everything is answered. Mon Takam did not fall on Yontif, just like it didn't fall on Shabbos, and that's why there's an Isra of Achana. And the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah is for the double portion that they collected every Erev Yontif, just like Erev Shabbos. However, the Nusach HaTzvila of Uverachto Mikol HaYomim is referring to that first Shabbos. And that day was benched more than all other times, because it was the only time that double appeared more than they collected. And that's the Lashon of Bracha. Bracha is Ribui. That more was there, more appeared, so that's the Uverachto. So that's how the Chacham Sefer answers Tosfos' Kasha. Once we're on the topic, I wanted to add a Knetcha, a Yeteris that I thought of to Tosis's Kasha. The Taz appears in the two places. It's in Hilchos Erevin, in the Halachas of Poros Merubah, and it's also in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. The Taz says, and the Taz asks a question in the Nusach HaTfilah of Rosh Hashanah. We say, Meloich al kol ha'oilam kuloi b'chvoidecha. Ask the Taz. It seems like it's a double lashon. It's a superfluous. It says, Meloich al kol ha'oilam kuloi. It would suffice to say, Meloich al ha'oilam kuloi, or Meloich al kol ha'oilam. Why the double lashon? Says the Taz, that we have a klal that rubai kekuloi. So, Zokta Taz, that if it would say Meloich al kol ha'olam, I would think, or there would be a mokim litois that Rechmona Laslan Hashem is not the master on the whole world, or just on rave of the world. So therefore, we have to specify, and we have to say Meloich al kol ha'olam kuloi, to say that that Hashem is the master over the whole world. So with that in mind, let's go back to our Tosfos. Tosfos' kasha was from the Nusach HaTfilah. The Nusach HaTfilah is Uberachta mikol hayomim, Dikadasht mikol hazmanim. So the Chayrin, it doesn't say Uberachta mikol hayomim kuloi. It says Uberachta mikol hayomim. So borrowing this Taz, we could say that Uberachta mikol hayomim means Uberachta miroiv hayomim, referring to all Chol days. But of course, the days that are like Shabbos, the days of Yom Tov, would be in the same category. And Hakamon didn't fall, just like Mon didn't fall on Shabbos. Either way, of course, the Psak Halach is that there is a Yisra Achona from Yom Tov to Shabbos, and of course we have Lech Mishnah on Yom Tov as well.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.